أن أجرى يندم الشيطين بقوس ملك فرعون. اللي سب فرعون فإن لنا لأجرا وذي تفنق في جاكسام بيوت إن كنا نحن الغالبين في عب التوري. في عب التوري قال لأوبر باور موسى عليه السلام in what is there to ask in return, what reward will you get? قال نعم. فرعون said yes, you will get the reward. And over and above the reward that will give you and the payment that you will receive, وَإِنْ لَكُمْ إِذَنْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and I will also make you from amongst those who are close to you. Meaning, you will enjoy a close relationship with me. You will be from the مُقَرَّبِينَ, those who are brought close, those who are brought near to me. And you will enjoy, obviously do that, some special privileges and special concessions and advantages you will have over everyone else. قال لهم موسى ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون. They came at the form of Pharaoh and they stood before Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam standing by himself, and on the opposite side you have thousands of magicians, and they were all standing on the other end. So Musa alayhi salam addressed them and he said to them, ألقوا ما أنتم ملقون, throw whatever it is that you want to throw, throw down, meaning to perform your magic. Throw whatever it is that you have in your hand, cast it down to the floor. فَأَلْقَوْ عِبَادَهُمْ وَعِسِيَّهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they took down their rope. They brought some ropes and they brought some sticks to perform magic. So Allah, obviously, they want perhaps the rehearsal that had taken place, and they all had a plan as to what to perform for magic and what type of magic they are going to perform. These discussions and all of that must have taken place before they came for the contest, and they must have been practiced, and they must have been rehearsal, and so on and so forth. So they were fully prepared. So they came and they threw down thousands of sticks and thousands of little ropes, threw it down into the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and when they did this, what did they say? وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ. They did it in the name of the majesty of Fir'aun. So they said, as they threw down, they said, by the majesty of Fir'aun, إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ, indeed we will certainly be victorious. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ. You know, from other accounts and other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how these little sticks and ropes that they had thrown to the ground, it seemed to the people, it seemed to everyone else, even to Musa alayhi salam, it seemed to him as these ropes and these sticks had transformed into little snakes. So they had performed magic. It wasn't a real transformation, but this is what is called magic, where it is made to seem, yukhayyal ilayhim, was everywhere else, it was made to seem to them as if these things were really changed and transformed into real snakes. This was a hypnosis that they had performed on the people, the hypnotized the people in order to believe them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ. Allah said, Musa alayhi salam threw down his asa, his stick and his staff, he threw it down. Now notice, this is the third time Musa alayhi salam is casting down his staff. Like the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him and showed him the miracle. Over there Allah says, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. I use the same expression, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. So he cast down, he threw down his asa, his stick or his staff. What did Allah say there? After that Allah says, فَإِذَا إِيَ خَيَّ, and instantly he turned into a hayya. He spoke about what a hayya is. He turned into a little snake, a real snake. The second time he threw his staff down was when he stood before Fir'aun. Here also Allah says, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. Allah used the same expression, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ, and that was followed by what? فَإِذَا إِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ. Allah said, instantly he turned into a ثعبان, a huge serpent. Notice over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the very same expression. Allah says, فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ. Allah says, he threw down his staff. Allah does not say, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ. Allah does not say, فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ. Allah does not speak of the transformation taking place. Whether the actual staff did transform into a serpent and into a large snake or not, That is not clearly stated in the Quran on this occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said over here, فَأَلْقَىٰ أَخَاهُ, he threw down his staff, فَإِذَا هِيَ, Allah said to the staff, it تَلْقَفُ مَا يَفْتِقُونَ, instantly and in no time, it started swallowing up all that they had fabricated. All of that they had fabricated, it swallowed it all up. If it actually transformed into itself or not, majority of the scholars maintain that yes, transformation did take place over here. But from the ayah itself, nothing is mentioned of a transformation taking place. And it would be a greater miracle if the staff remained in its original form and swallowed up whatever they had fabricated. Because people would say that, well, he did what they did. Their sticks and their ropes turned into snakes. Well, that is what he did in that hands. And he is the biggest snake. That was the snake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak of transformation over here. But like I said, as we have learned, that he did transform into a serpent, and then he had swallowed up thousands and thousands of snakes and whatever else was slithering and moving in front of the people. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, these Sahara, these magicians, grew up in shirk, in polytheism, and they lived their life in sin, and they lived their life as mushrikeen. Yet, this one miracle of Musa alayhi salam, such a profound impact on them, infinitely Allah said, despite them living their life in kufr and disbelief and shirk, immediately, fa is used to show immediate succession, meaning the moment they saw what happened, front of them, ulqiya. Allah says, ulqiya. But not say they prostrated. Allah says they were thrown down into prostration. Thrown down into prostration, meaning what they saw was so overwhelming. It was so overwhelming that they dropped it down to their knees and they fell down into prostration. It was something so amazing that the only thing that they could do and the only way they could respond was to fall down in sujood for what they had seen in front of the eye, and immediately Allah blessed them with iman. Amanna rabbil alameen. They said, we have brought iman. We have brought iman in the Rabb of all the world. Rabbi Musa wa Harun. The Rabb of Musa and Harun. Musa, Fir'aun, can you imagine Fir'aun, the embarrassment that he faced at this stage? And people came to realize how weak and how helpless Fir'aun really was. So he became absolutely furious. All, he shouted out, "Amantum lah," have you brought iman to him? Do you believe in him? قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ, before I have given you permission to do so, إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ. Without, what is without conclude from all of this? He says, it seems as if this is what they plan. It is a strategy. You all know Musa. It seems that Musa is the big magician amongst you all. He is the main magician. He is your staff, he is your teacher. It seems that we all have concocted a plan. This is a plan that all of you had devised in order to take away from me my kingdom. So he said and he shouted out, Innahu, this man, that Musa alayhi salam, the kabirukum, he is your senior. Alladhi allamakum as-sihra, the one who has taught you all magic. فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Now said to them, you will all come to know. You will come to know the consequences of what you have done. لَأُقَطْعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ, I will chop off your hand and your leg from opposite side. Meaning I will chop off your right hand and your left leg. That was how Fir'aun had punished people in that time when they had denounced him and rejected him as the Lord. So he says, I will chop off your hands and your leg from opposite. What else will I do? I will crucify that one of you, ajma'in, all together. What was their response? They come in with a great sense of confidence. What did they say? Qalu, they said, la ghayr, there's no harm, do what you want. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun, we will go back to our Rabb. If you will kill us and murder us, that is what will happen. We will all go back to our Rabb. Inna natma, We have full hope. We are convinced. He said to Fir'aun, لَيَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا, that our Rabb will forgive us our sin. And kunna awwal al-mu'mineen, because we are the first believers in Musa and Islam.